send you a recording here on this tape. Got some tapes here yesterday. I sure do like this recording machine, and I sure enjoyed the tapes that you've sent me. Florence, I think you've done a wonderful job. You wouldn't even talk into this thing before, as you know. Said something about, excuse your mistakes. I didn't notice any mistakes. Gee whiz, I think you did a marvelous job. It sounds like you, and I really enjoyed hearing your voice. Carl, what you said about Vietnam and all those places, things that going on over there was real interesting. The first tape you sent with the recorder had nothing on side one, but side two was pretty full. I don't know whether you intended it that way or whether you had not turned the button on or what happened on the side one that you sent. However, we really enjoyed it. I'm real happy, Florence, that you got to spend Easter over there with Carl, and I'm sure you had a real enjoyable time. You said something about Carl going to be back over to Manila to see you. I hope this gets there in time for both of you to at least listen to it. I don't know whether it'll make much sense to you or not, but at least I hope so. I'll try to answer a lot of questions and give you the news. I've been kind of out of commission almost since October. I've been sick and several things have happened to me. I've lost a lot of fingers, fingertips down almost to the knuckle of the palm of my hand. Five of them are gone, but they're healing, getting along, real good shape. I had a staph inspection and infection in my lip a couple of times and was in the hospital for that. Doggone if just the other day I didn't fall in my kitchen and busted my pelvic bone. So I'm on crutches now. Can't seem to win for losing. But everything's looking up now. This thing's healing pretty good. I'm still on crutches, but I think another week or so I'll be able to switch over to a cane, and eventually I'll get from being like an old man and be back to my original self, I hope. You know, I dropped from about 160 pounds. I weigh about 130 now. Lost my pot belly and got my arms and shoulders. Look like a man about 70 years old. Kind of ashamed to even take my shirt off sometimes. I do have a job here now and have had for some time, and it's been very good for me. It's a big subdivision right here at the edge of Broomfield, and I'm working as a consultant and an advisor to these people. So my work really isn't too hard. I get there every day, kind of come and go as I please. However, it does give me something to do and something to think about, which makes it real good for me. I had been living with Carol and Don and the kids from about the 1st of November up until last month, just before Easter. And, of course, you don't know this, but Larry got out of the Marine Corps early. He had written a couple of letters about me being disabled and not able to work, and so they're cutting some of these boys out early. He got an early out, and he had been home about a month, so he and I rented an apartment over here, got three blocks from where Carol lives, and it makes it real nice. We have a one-bedroom apartment there, and a kitchen, and living room, and whatnot, so we get along there fine. However, since he's been out of the Marine Corps, he's been climbing almost every day, and he's drawing his unemployment. He hasn't gone to work yet. And then he got the bug. He had to go back to Yosemite in California to climb El Capitan Mountain, along with the fact that I think he's got a girlfriend out there he wanted to see real bad. So he went back out there last week, and he is now out there doing a little climbing on that El Capitan. I guess he'll be back next week sometime. Says maybe he'll get it out of his system. He plans to go to work the rest of the summer. He wants to go up to Glenwood Springs to that new junior college up there and get lined up for school next year. So he plans to take on some geology and forestry, and maybe this is good for him. He can go to school on his GI and get along in real good shape. He has a little car, a Buick Opal. It's not a speedster of any kind, but it's a little station wagon. And he travels around with his sleeping bag and his food and his little stove and camps out most of the time. Like he said, on his trips, he camps out. He never sleeps in any place. Does his own cooking. And so he's kind of a nomad, which is good for him. He's kind of a loner anyway. But he hasn't been in any trouble. He doesn't particularly like Boulder at all anymore. He said there's too many hippies, too many this, and people are kind of goofy and changed. And I guess they really are. I've noticed just in driving through there a time or two, there's a tremendous amount of hippie influence around the place. And these guys are all hitting this cocaine and dope pretty heavy. Pot smokers are pretty predominant there, but that isn't too bad. Like Larry says, if they'd smoke pot, it ain't too bad, but they're going to cocaine and some of the other heavy stuff. He sure don't like that. He said he don't mind them doing it, but they're always trying to induce somebody else into it. So it makes kind of a bad element all around that university. People are really kind of down on the thing. Really, it's a good university, but I don't know, it seems like the surroundings and the element, the people there are kind of making it kind of a rough sounding school anymore, and I guess it really is. Don and Carol and the kids are all fine, and they have been all winter. Kids are growing, they haven't been sick much. And Carol is real busy, of course, with the family and with me being with her since about the 1st of November. I'm like another kid she has to take care of most of the time. But I get around in pretty good shape. There's a few things I can't do, a few things I can do. But we get along in pretty good shape. I sure don't know what I would have ever done without her. Carol and Don have really taken good care of me. They've really been considerate and every little thing I need, they see to it that I get. And Don has been extremely good. Right now, while Larry is gone to California, I've been taking Mike, my grandson, over to the house with me at night to sleep. And he's kind of my arms and hands and legs and runs a lot of little things I can't do. I can do, but it takes a lot of time. I can't carry much stuff around like a glass of water from the bathroom to the bedroom and this sort of thing. And he's kind of happy to come over there with me every night. And we eat breakfast and get ready for work. And I drop him off at the house, so everything works out real well. Larry was pretty good while he was here, too. He took good care of me, kind of did the washing and this type of thing, cleaned up and did the dishes. And so we got along in pretty good shape. However, he kind of got like a lion in a damn cage. He couldn't sit still very long. He's kind of the nervous type anyway, you know. So he was thinking maybe he'd get it out of his system if he could get out there and climb that mountain. That El Capitan has been a real challenge to him, and I guess he's out there climbing the damn thing now. He should be happy when he gets back. At least he says he'll be ready to kind of settle down and go to work and do something. He even can't stand this doing nothing around much, I guess. We really got a kick out of your recording, especially when you were out there on the porch describing what was going up and down the street and about some of the food you'd been eating. And Florence didn't know whether she was eating dog or what she was eating, but Anyway, she described it real well, and in talking into that microphone and on that tape, I think she does a marvelous job. So just keep it up, Florence. Don't back away from it. This is a good way to send any messages back and forth. I enjoy it more this way. It's been tough for me to write. My fingers are starting to heal in pretty good shape now, but it's still quite a little chore to write. I can sign a check now and then and do a little bit of writing, but it's kind of hard on these poor old fingers. They're coming along, however, and I think before long I'll be back in real good shape again. And don't be surprised if you get a tape from me one of these days saying I'm coming to Manila to spend a little while. I've been thinking about it pretty strongly in the last week or so, and doggone it, I'd never have another chance like this the rest of my life. You've extended an invitation to me. I hope you will still do so. Maybe in another month or two here, if I get things squared around and get to feeling pretty good, you know, I think maybe that would do me a lot of good to do nothing, think about nothing, and change the scenery and some nice weather and anything, you know, for a deviation for a month or so. I'd probably get a real bang out of it. I don't know, jobs are pretty easy to get a hold of, and heck, I could just, if in answering this tape one of these days, you kind of give me some information as to about when Carl may be visiting again in Manila, I might even try to get there and maybe we can have some good old conversation. I think maybe a change of scenery and something different, something to think about would be, you know, do me a lot of good. It seems like I'm kind of, oh, I don't know. Need a little more. I'll build up from time to time and this sort of thing, but I've been really coming along in pretty good shape. I notice in my own thinking sometimes I get kind of, oh, down in the mouth and this type of thing because I can't do what I used to do, but I'm getting more and more used to it, so I guess I'll have to face the fact that I've lost these damn fingers and they're not as good as they used to be, so I'll just have to face the rest of my life without them. Doggone it, it's hell, I'm not in bad shape. Really get to thinking about it. I've been pretty sick, but heck, I'm coming along real good. If I don't have any damn accidents where I fall down like a kid or something anymore, I should be healing up in real good shape here in about a month. So I might just pick up that invitation and give you a notice one of these days and say I'm heading for Manila. I hope so. All of the Bruce family around here in pretty good shape. I've visited from time to time with Stubb and Joe and Bob and Marge. They're living over in LaSalle now, and Fritz and Ruby doing fine. Sis is getting along real fine. Lone and Walt, I see them in Boulder once in a while. Talk to them a lot on the phone from time to time. I can drive my car and I get around pretty good. Was doing real well till I fell and hurt myself with these goddamn hip. And these crutches are kind of a pain in the neck, if you know what I mean. Everyone I've talked to want me to tell you guys hello, and they sure miss you around here. I see Al down at, that is, the kids that are living in your house, you know, Pamela and Al. I saw them down at Al's garage there one day. I had him do a little work on my car, and they seemed to be getting along real fine. He was asking me if he had any idea when you guys were going to show up, and I said, gee, I really couldn't say for sure and this type of thing, but I suppose you've let them know about what your plans are and whatnot, because I think they were probably thinking about finding another place to live sometime around about when you were getting back or something like that. I didn't go much into the conversation with them, but everyone sure wants us to tell you hello and how they miss you here. Some of them have listened to this tape that I got from you, Carl, Florence, and they really enjoyed it. I think everyone has
remarked on how good a way this is to converse back and forth with people, and this little recording, I think, is, and this machine, I think, is the greatest little thing. Gee, it's simple to operate, really is loud and clear, and makes a real good deal. I sure enjoy it. These tapes are rather long. The ones I've got here are 60-minute tapes, and I think it's probably 30 minutes on each side. I don't know whether I can talk that long or not, but we'll give her a go and see what not. I'll try and answer some of your questions. Yes, I do remember Tommy Conrad and your friend there in Hawaii. I remember Carl when he was here, and we did take in that football game, had lunch, and I think he stayed overnight and was on his way to Washington or back to see his father in Nebraska. I don't remember which. It might have been both. But as I remember it, they had a nice family and a nice home over there, and his children were getting married or about that age to get married or going to school. And these things happen to people, I guess, good, bad, or indifferent. There's not much we can do. The good Lord takes us and leaves us live. So if we're lucky to stay here, we're making the best out of it. And I guess we got to face the fact that this does happen to people. It's sad and too bad that we have to lose someone like that who have been good friends for years. I really haven't seen Charlie Cox. I've talked to him on the phone a time or two, nor have I seen old Bill Whitlock, who used to be up at Caribou there. I didn't know about Cindy and her accident and was very sorry to hear about it. But like I say, those things happen to any of us, and I'm sure that you feel, particularly you, Florence, felt a great loss over Cindy. I haven't really gotten around too much since 1st of November. I've called people on the phone and this sort of thing. That's kind of the reason I've been out of touch with Boulder and the people around there. I don't go around there very often for various reasons. I've visited my neighbors a time or two, but it just isn't really a pleasant thing for me anymore. In fact, I haven't done much of anything but kind of hibernate and kind of, you know, take care of myself. Really haven't been up to snuff. Few people I've met and this sort of thing, but not too many. Carol and Don and I have gone a few places, but not very often. We go out to dinner once in a while, and I enjoy their company very much. In fact, I'm over at their house right now. They have gone to a wedding today, and I'm just kind of riding herd on the kids. They're all out playing. It's a beautiful day here. Must be about 70 degrees, first day of May, and gosh, everything is beautiful and it's budding out and things are turning green. We had some recent snow and rain and had a lot of moisture, so things are really greening up. Carl, like you say, them old hills and them old spots around Boulder and between Boulder and Broomfield, they're all turning green now. And of course, this is a beautiful time of year around here. You can't deny it. If I had my choice, I'd really like to order weather like we got today for every day of the year. I don't know how the weather is in Manila or how it will be probably in another month or two there, but like August and September, it might be real nice. I don't have any idea. You might give me a hint as to what maybe to expect, just in case I might take you up on that invitation and come over there and pay you a little visit. I sure think it would be great for me, and I don't know, it might be a big nuisance to you. But knowing you guys, I'm sure we could make out somehow, some way, and have a lot of fun out of it. Florence, you probably need two maids instead of one to keep picking up after me, because I'm kind of a litter bug anymore. I don't know why. I guess I'm just kind of used to not being able to do things and kind of overlook a lot of things that I used to clean up behind myself pretty good, but anymore I kind of leave it up to somebody else. I guess I'm just getting a little lazy in my old age. But get to think about it, hell, I'm not very old, you know, and I've been acting like an old man. I need something to kind of rejuvenate me a little bit here and there, probably in my own damn mind. But gee whiz, this nice weather and me feeling as good as I feel today is real great. So that's the reason I'm taping this to you today, because I do feel good. And outside of being able to get up and run a little bit now and then, why, I'm getting along in good shape. It's about 2:30 in the afternoon here now, and I'm at 3 o'clock. I'm going to turn on this old TV and see if I can watch that horse race, Kentucky Derby. That's about the only thing they got on TV. The football games, of course, won't come on till this fall, so I really haven't enjoyed too much TV. A little golf in the afternoons on Sundays once in a while, but and some bowling from time to time, but I don't know, that TV gets a little boresome after a while. I've been listening to the radio quite a little bit, and news, but I don't know, I don't seem to get the kick out of TV that I used to. I guess it's the football games that I miss more than anything else, because I really got where I enjoy those darn things. Well, this is Sunday, the next day after Saturday. I did listen to and watch that Kentucky Derby yesterday, and it was very interesting. That horse from Venezuela won, kind of a long shot, kind of surprised everyone also. So today is such a beautiful day that this morning, Carol and Don and Rodney and I took a ride over to Platteville and planted some petunias around Ruth's headstone. We stopped by Lafayette and picked up some nice petunias from that Japanese florist over there. You know, he generally has some pretty nice plants. Things looked real green, real nice. And after we planted a few petunias over there, we came on back. Don's been working in the yard this afternoon, mowing, cutting, and watering. So it's been kind of a busy day. Carol cooked a nice dinner, and we had that. Thought perhaps we would wind up this tape so we could mail it to you one of these days. I guess I'm still on the side one. It seems like a long, long tape to me. However, we'll keep going till she stops. I think I've probably given you all the news around the country, except maybe some of the protest marches in Washington, D.C. Seemed like the whole damn country's protesting. They're supposed to last week had a 500,000 people protesting this war. I guess most of them were demanding an immediate pullout from the war, which of course would be foolish in my opinion. I think they're gonna just go ahead with their initial plans, and Nixon seems to be pulling them out of there. I don't know how fast, it's hard for anyone to tell. But he claims he's living up to his schedule, and I guess all of the big wheels in the government feel the same way. So maybe that's the way it ought to go, regardless of the protests. At least the government's still sending lots of money over there for you guys to spend, so I hope you get all you can get out of it. We're sure not getting any of it here. All we're doing is putting it out. So get all you can, any way you can get it. As long as it's free and coming in that fast, you might just as well make the best of it. I kid about it a lot, but have at her. Any way, anyhow. Well, I'm going to let Carol do a little talking on this thing now, give you a little more information, news, whatever she wants to talk about. So I'm going to kind of wrap this up. Hope it gets to you in good shape.
Hi, Carl and Florence. We sure did enjoy your recording. It was real interesting to hear about Vietnam and what Carl's been doing. I'm like you, Florence. This thing makes me a little bit nervous, I think. Thought it might be nice if we just left the mic open and set it down when we're eating dinner or something so you could just hear our conversation. It might be easier. We could talk a little more freely. But I'm not sure the mic would pick up everybody's voice that way. It's really been beautiful here. We're getting the yard in shape now, and all the flowers are budding out, and things are turning green, and it's really beautiful. Dad's doing pretty good now. I think we're going to have to buy him a rabbit's foot, though, so bring him a little bit of luck here. He's had a pretty rough winter. Seems like he just gets over one thing and something else pops up. And I know he gets real depressed, and I know we all would, being sick so much, but he's getting along pretty good now. If he can get off of these crutches in the next week or so, why, I think he'll get along pretty good. Daddy's lost a lot of weight. Some of it he needed to take off, but he's getting a little scrawny looking. He doesn't have no meat anywhere. I think his bones are poking through in a few places. Don's put on quite a bit of weight this summer, or winter. We hope he takes it off this summer when he's pushing that lawnmower around, maybe playing baseball once a week, keep him in shape a little bit. This is the first year he hasn't worked two jobs, and it really showed up because he's put on the weight and it stayed there. The kids are lucky. They can eat and eat all day long and never gain a pound, so they make out all right. I wish the rest of us could be that way, never gaining any weight. Hey, Florence, if you have a spare maid, I could sure use one over here. It's too bad you couldn't send one. That sounds like the greatest deal ever. I've taken on a second job this year selling what they call home interiors. Prior to that, I was selling Avon, and I liked it at first, but it got to be kind of boring. And this home interiors is learning how to decorate your house and how to make floral arrangements and what goes where with what. And it's done on the party plan, and it's kind of fun, and it keeps me busy. Brings in a little extra money now and then. So anyway, we all stay pretty busy around here. I think if Daddy decides to go over there to Manila, it would be real good for him. I think he could use a little vacation and something a little different. Maybe the weather would be nice for a change. He seems to like his job here real well, so I suppose it would depend on how busy they get and when he could get away and for how long. But I think he should take this opportunity while he's got the chance. It may never come again.
Well, Lou and Carol probably said about everything there needs to be said. I'm still working for Flatiron Paving Company. We're still putting that black stuff down on the roads. We got the biggest job that Boulder has ever let this spring. About a month ago, we bid the 30th Street job and got it. It was an $850,000 job. And things seem to be looking up a little bit in the construction industry. We were a little worried there for a while when Nixon had a cutback, but it didn't seem to affect things too much, as the work still seems to be coming in, and we're still bidding it every day. On 30th Street, they're going to widen 30th Street. They're going to put in storm sewer, water lines, gas lines, relocate all the electric and power lines and telephone lines. They're going to widen it and make a four-lane street out of it, put in curb and gutter. They've got two structures to build, two bridges will be built, and it'll be quite a thoroughfare when it's finished. It should be. They're spending a lot of money on it. By the time they get done with all their engineering services and everything, they'll have spent over $1,200,000 on that street. And they're improving it from Highway 119 all the way to Arapahoe. But we're moving to a new office. We're not going to be downtown anymore. We're moving out to the gravel pits probably sometime next week. And we're going to be a little unsettled for a while till we get our
cells settle down with trying to bid work and move and everything. It's going to be pretty busy next 2 weeks. But we're glad to see the summer season come. Everybody seems to be a little happier when it's not snowing and 20 above zero and cold and you can't get outside. Get outside and release a little of that excess energy. That's what I've been doing today, out mowing the lawn. It's the first time this season that we've mowed it, so we've got about 6 months of that to look forward to, but it's not too bad. I'm going to get Mike in gear here after a couple of weeks. I get things, get the lawn looking like I want it, and I'm going to let him start cutting the lawn. I have to be around when he cuts the lawn because they've got a law here in the state of Colorado now that a child that's under 16 years of age has to be accompanied by a parent or an adult if they're running a power mower, which I suppose is all right. I imagine there's enough accidents that warranted them passing the law. The basic thing, I think, the big danger was those rotary mowers, and they are dangerous. However, I've got a rotary and a reel mower, and Mike will be running a reel mower for me. And I'm going to sit up here on the porch, and get myself a beer, and supervise. I think we're getting just about to the end of this side. We've been watching it. Seems like we've been talking for about 2 days on this one side here, trying to get it finished. But maybe we can get the kids in here and let them say a few words on this side before it ends. So we'll do that.
Well,
say something.
Hi, Carl and Florence. How are you? This is Ruth, and I really want to see you real bad. Over here it's really warm in the summer, and today it got about to 77, and we had a lot of fun. We have this fort that we have, and it's real fun, and it's sort of small, but it's waterproof. At least we got plastic for the top, and we might be able to sleep in it this summer. And I think it's really fun. We have people joining it and things like that.